This is Senator Al Simpson. The European community is now threatening to muddle up free and open trade with the United States. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, an open and fair system of trade is quite essential to the relationship between the United States and Europe. The European community has threatened us now by imposing a ban on beef that has nothing at all to do with legitimate health concerns. In response to the wholly unwarranted ban, the United States then imposed trade sanctions worth some $100 billion, an amount equal to the losses inflicted on the U.S. beef interests, and the European community let her rip by threatening new sanctions on additional U.S. goods. It's a very serious and regrettable threat. The European community ought to put an end to these dangerous trade practices. Until they stop, U.S. military commissaries in Europe should buy and sell only U.S. meat. The United States just can't stand by and see American products so crudely treated.
Al, that's a legitimate beef. A nasty food fight is erupting between the United States and Europe. Both sides ought to pull back before it gets any worse. The current battle is especially ominous because it's being played out against fears of an all-out trade war when the Europeans launched their so-called single market in 1992. But you didn't get all your facts straight, Al. Health did play a role in the European decision on beef. They have stronger consumer protection laws than we do, and they don't permit hormone treatment of their own homegrown meat. So they also decided to ban hormones and imports from the U.S. as well. But European enforcement is lax. Some of their cattle growers have been caught using black market hormones, and that meat is more dangerous than any imports. Still, an escalating trade war isn't the answer, Al. It's time for the administration to negotiate peace on beef. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the Bush administration's new breeze in the Pentagon budget. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.